Around the heart is a toroidal field, and the heart is creating that toroidal field, and it's a magnetic field, and it's a very strong field. It took a very huge amount of electricity to make this. The toroidal field goes in like that, and all of this out here is polarized. But when the polarization comes in, there's this point where it all comes together. And then it very quickly breaks apart and goes back out again. But in that little space, that's what the Vedas call the tiny space of the heart. And there is no polarity there. It is the only place in the universe where there's no polarity. That's the only place. That's best I can tell right now. I don't think there's, no, it could be a galaxy and a huge toroidal field, billion light years across, but it's still going to come in, and there's going to be this tiny place relative to the size of that thing, which is where there's no polarity. All tiny spaces, whether they're in the heart or the center of a galaxy or the center of a planet or the center of a sun or star, they're all interlinked and connected together. And so if you're, no matter where you are, if you're in your own heart, in your own body, you are at that moment connected to all life everywhere, whether we know it or not. And the potential and the possibility, mm-hmm. if you were living in that place, is infinite. All things are possible from there. And so if we live out of that, then we're in polarity and we're in ego. We know what ego is. Ego thinks it's the greatest thing in the world, and it thinks only of itself. It doesn't care that there's 4 billion people starving to death in the world, and it doesn't care that wars are going on. As long as it's comfortable and happy, it doesn't care. But if that same person were to find their place in the tiny space of their heart, they would be transformed instantly. And while they're there, they won't have an ego, and they will begin to breathe and live from a whole non-stressful, easy-to-breathe way. And slowly what it means, the unfoldment of what that means, it takes time. It isn't something that you get instantly, but you are instantly in that field. And from there, there's just this amazing possibilities of what is possible from life. But it all depends on one thing, your consciousness, not being up here in your brain and thinking how it's going to make money or all these other things, but simply existing and breathing from here. And all the money that this is trying to make, you can get anything, you can have anything you want. You can do anything you want just from here without actually doing anything, just by existing and being and breathing. Then you stay there as long as you can, but then the telephone rings, and then you're right back in your brain again, and it takes time, it takes meditation and practice to learn how to be here no matter what's going on outside and how to stay there. But that is the greatest secret. I'm certain there is nothing greater than that way that the universe is already interconnected in that way. And so we're going to realize, wow, all I have to do is just do this one easy thing, and then life gets simple and easy again?